Her second question is about zakah. She says, I pay my zakah and I calculate it, and my payment is due at the first of every Muharram. And she says, what about if I get an extra 100,000 at Ramadan? When do I pay it? At Muharram, or do I have to wait until the next Ramadan to pay for it?
Muharram is the first month in the Islamic calendar, and Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. It is worth noting that a lot of the Muslims pay their zakats on the Gregorian calendar. So they pay their zakat every January, for example. And this is not permissible because every 3 years, a whole month would go.
Yes.
The Gregorian calendar is 10 days longer than the Islamic calendar. They have to restrict their dealings with the Islamic calendar. Secondly, it is not a must for a person to pay zakat except when he has two conditions fulfilled. The first condition, that the money had reached what is known as nisab. And nisab is the amount of money you should have as a minimum to be eligible for paying the zakah. If you have less than this, you don't have to pay zakah. And in gold, it's measured by 85 grams of gold. And in silver, it's measured by 595 grams of silver.
Yes.
So if you have this amount of silver, usually scholars measure monetary banknotes with silver because it's lesser. So it's for the benefit of the poor when you give them the zakah. So if you have this money, which is 100,000, is definitely much more, then you come to the second condition, which is a full lunar year should pass on this money in your possession before giving the 2.5%, which is the zakah. Having said that, it is difficult, if not impossible, to get every amount of money that comes to you and put it in a bag and write on it Muharram 1431, and then Safar, and then Rabi', and then you have to spend money. You don't know which money you're going to take from, because all the money comes into one melting pot. It comes into one wallet. So scholars say that if you can identify, if you can distinguish, alhamdulillah. If not, if you don't have the ability to know where this money came from and where it is going to, then in this case, in this case, you have to set a date, as you mentioned, first of Muharram, for example. And whatever comes to you, whether it comes in Ramadan, it comes in Shawwal, it comes in any month of the year. Every year, on the first of Muharram, I calculate what I have and I give 2.5%. And I don't have to care about the remaining 12 months. I put my mind at ease and neglect it. Now, for this 100,000, it raises a lot of question marks because it's a big amount. So the sister is thinking that, do I have to pay 2,500? Though I just had the money for 3 months, that's it. No, you don't have to. But then you have to be sure that this 100,000 is untouched, or whatever you spend is from it, so that you come to the next Ramadan and calculate what's remaining and then give 2.5%.